This is Winners on RSN 927 as we now talk trots and review Saturday's action from Tabcorp Park, Melton. And joining us is HRV's Blake Redden. How are things, Blake?
Yeah, good. Obviously, the key race that we'll look at is the Group 2 4 and 5 year old championship. That was a real race, wasn't it, with Shadow Sax getting the better of a couple of really smart rivals. But there was some good racing from start to finish of the program.
Well, let's start off with the first events, and this was an MO, and it happened to be won by a Rock Classic, who ended up starting favourite.
Yeah, I guess he had every favour in the end. It was a relatively torridly run race. They went a 43.7 lead time and then broke 30 seconds for all of the last four quarters of the final mile. And in the results, you can see that the horses that were leader behind leader and three pegs finished sort of last, second last and third last. Alan Michelle, I suppose, was knocked down, so you forgive her effort to some degree, given she was behind a tiring horse. But Baz's Art crossed to the lead, ended up handing over to Lucky BC, and with Art Keeper punching up and going to the breeze, they just kept on running the whole way. And those four were done a long way out from home, and it just left that emerging brigade. There were big gaps emerging in the field, but Lemister was arguably the run of the race, had to do work three wide and hit the lead, almost got the job done, but Rock Classic was just able to come out wider, and with the right running was too strong for them. He's got the job done. He's sort of threatened at this level for quite a number of runs now, and finally broke through for his Metropolitan maiden. But as I sort of outlined, well, this was a terrific run in second, ready to win one of these. Nicky's Idol hit the line well, probably deservedly, I guess, given the way the race was run. Even Gozo Whiting was making good ground, and from there on it was big gaps back to the rest. Maybe Metro Mouse the best of them, and Bob Idle Belief didn't have the best of luck, but Rock Classic, he got the win up. I think the horse to follow from the race is Lanista.
We have a look at race two. Favourite one this as well, Shady Secret. She's got a win on the board now for Team Sugars.
Yeah, she's of course trained by the late Owen Tubbs now with Team Sugars, and she's just done a terrific job this preparation. She was very sharp on track on the weekend. She couldn't lead Nitro Nikki last start when they clashed. She had to sit parked and she was still too good. But this time she was able to rip the gate. She found the front. From there it was all but race over. Stratospheric went to the breeze. It was sort of the new blood to some degree. Given that Shady Secret and Nitro Nikki looked to have the best form in the race, it was a race in three in the betting. It turned out to be probably a race in one. Shady Secret, once he found the front, she got a little bit of pressure from Stratospheric, who wanted to try and find the lead early in the race, couldn't do so. After that, they were able to back it down to some degree, but she's just going so well, Shady Secret. It was a very strong win. Nitro Nikki stuck on without ever really threatening. A couple of good runs in the race. Bongiorno Boys at big odds hit the line well for third. And also Feel the Buzz loomed up to win sort of at the 400-metre mark at 150-1. Clearly didn't do the same. Just run came to an end a little bit, but he sort of threatened. He's done this before. He's won a race at Melton at 100-1 before, so he's clearly going pretty well again, and he might be one to follow outside of the obvious. Major Patron made ground, and aside from that, they all sort of held their position or not a lot to speak of. Stratospheric lost ground early and was too poor to be true. We'll just wait and see where that horse gets to next. But Shady Secret, she's probably on her way to a Metropolitan maiden at some point. She's racing through her classes, and the way she's going, she'll get there pretty quickly.
We have a look at the third. Well, as most expected, Jillaby Roadrunner was too good for them. He's peed at fives on.
Yeah, it was almost a straight replica of the heat, the stronger of the two heats, Jillaby Roadrunner versus Pinstripes. Jillaby Roadrunner set outside Pinstripes. They sort of set their own tempo. They didn't go bad in front for the sprint trip, 155.3. Even though it was a C1 race, I think we expect these horses to go on and be better than that. So 155.3 is slow enough. They sort of did all their damage in the last quarter as well when Jillaby Roadrunner went up and tested Pinstripes. He picked on well, Pinstripes, and he is getting better. I think he's a really nice horse in the making, so it's probably good form wise through Jillaby Roadrunner, who's done a really good job to get the better of him again. Let's go to the hop finish close up. Was hitting the line. Our Master George wasn't beaten far and then a gap to the rest. So first four, clearly all horses of promise. I think Jillaby Roadrunner's, I guess, chief amongst them, but Pinstripes is the horse that I think could go on and be a really nice horse in the future.
I made another favourite rolling into race number four. This one, two's on, Saxon Rose.
Yeah, she was able to step to the front from the mobile, from the stand, and from there she was always going to be really hard to run down. It made Danger Carnera sidled up outside her. He was a bit better mannered than he had been in his past couple, but he just probably that little step up in grade, he either wasn't ready for it or wasn't his night. Not casting too many aspersions on him. I think he's still a nice horse in the making, but Saxon Rose in front on the pegs. As I said, she was able to dictate her own tempo to a large degree, and she sprinted home. Brandon's Price is going really well, was in behind the whole way and continued to chase hard, put a gap on third as well. So I think he's a horse that's going under the radar to some degree, probably catching up. The punters are catching up with him now, but he'll still continue to run well wherever he goes next. Girls Go First made ground. Argyle Melody was battling on. Outside of that, not a lot to report, but yeah, I'd say Brandon's Price is probably the outside of the obvious, the one that I'd be following from the race.
Race 5, M1 to 3. This was won by a horse who was in the market in Bad Billy.
Yeah, he was, and he emerged at the right time, I guess. It was an interesting race. It was a good quality race. Dynamic Bromac elected to hold the lead. They went a pretty quick lead time, 44.6, and then they just went steady fractions. But it was really the last half where they started to wind it up. Dynamic Bromac really let Beach Boy Adios was there on his outside, started to fade, and then the three-wide train emerged and started to take ground. And Bad Billy was just the one getting out at the right time. He's, as we know, a very, very good horse, and he was able to get the job done. He's okie-dokie, made ground from behind him, got within 2 metres on the line. He's going particularly well, and he's a horse that's just going to keep buttering up. How often he wins, I'm not sure, but he'll continue to earn prize money, and he will pinch shield one. He's okie-dokie, so another good run from him. Dynamic Bromac, look, he's beaten 5 metres. It wasn't a poor run by any stretch of the imagination. Maybe just needs to find a slightly more suitable race, but still ticking over well enough. Ego Dan, interesting run. Clearly not at his absolute best, but the race didn't really shape up to his favour either, so I'd be willing to forgive him to some degree. And Up and Adam made a little bit of ground, but Bad Billy's a nice horse and got the job done on the night.
Well, the main race of the night was race number 6, so the 4- and 5-year-old championship at Group 2 level. Here are the concluding stages.
And around the turn, Shadow Sax is putting it to Motu Meteor. Let It Ride out 3 wide. In behind them was Whirly School. Shadow Sax goes for home, though. Got 3 metres in front of Let It Ride. Then came Moonrock down the outside, but Shadow Sax is clear. And it's Shadow Sax and Gavin Lang. Shadow Sax wins it. Second will go to Moonrock, just in front of Let It Ride. Then Motu Meteor, Whirly School.
Well, Shadow Sax was too good, as most expected, and one with a good margin in hand as well. Looks like a promising horse, as most expected, would win that race, Blake.
Yeah, he's a really promising horse, and you know, a number of promising horses followed him home as well. But terrific drive from Gavin Lang. He wasn't able to find the lead early, so he just floated out, worked ground to the breeze. To a large degree, he was able to control the race once he got there. More to Meteor electing to hold the lead from the pole, and once Shadow Sax was in the breeze, it was unlikely to be any horse that would want to come around and try and test for that position. So they set out, you know, at quite a good tempo, I guess, through that second quarter, third quarter is where they really took off, and from there they made it hard for the backmarkers to get to them. So Shadow Sax, given he's raced off the pegs and all that entails to go in last half of 54-3, it's a pretty big effort. He's a nice horse in the making. He's probably still getting better all the time. He's only relatively lightly raced. He had a little injury concern, we know, through his 4-year-old year, but he's back and he looks in good style, good strong win. Not sure where he goes to next, but he's certainly going to measure up to wherever they take him, whether it be this season or next season at sort of that free-for-all level. I'm sure, or even later this season, I'm sure he will make it there. The horses behind him all ran good races. Moonrock was terrific. Let It Ride was right there as well. Motu Meteor, given he led, he's probably done a sound enough job, all things considered. Whirly School was picking up again late on the line after she was off a little ways out. And Carlos Pitzel made ground. Mr. Mojito was the horse that we just probably didn't learn a lot about, given that he was in such an awkward position. He was only beaten 10 metres. It was a sound effort. Even Major Dan wasn't poor. So it was a field full of good horses. For that reason, you can probably make a case for all of them going forward into better races. But Shadow Sax was the victor on the night.
Go to the Trot Race 7, Sundon's Courage, who started favourite, absolutely bolted in.
He did. He didn't have it easy either. They worked him over in the early and middle stages. They went a lead time of 45.5, but then they went through a first quarter of 29.8 for the Trotters over the middle trip. The second quarter, 30.1. Third quarter, 29.5, and then he was home in 29.7. So he had to set a pretty torrid tempo in front, just consistent fractions he was carving out. He was never really in doubt. He burnt off Darcy Gill a fair way out. From there, he always looked the winner. Son of Anarchy did a good job to keep up and run a clear second, and then there would be gaps back to the rest of Majestic, get the net into the unknown. She was a long way off them, so She has still been beaten 27 metres, perhaps not quite at her brilliant best, but she was only second up from the break, so we can probably expect a little bit more improvement. Probably the tick there is that she didn't make a break of gate. She was able to stay trotting the whole way, which is what you want to see from her. So there were big margins that separated us. Sundon's Courage, it was only TMO to TM1, but we know he's a Group 1 horse at his best, so I wouldn't be surprised if he was able to make that leap in the next little while and maybe even tackle a free-for-all and go from there.
The favourites performed well all night. Race 8 was taken up by Kian Callisto.
Yeah, she was able to fire across after the start, and from there she was always going to be hard to run down. Double for Glenn Craven in the cart, and she went a fit 154 mile for the sprint trip. She again did most of that damage in the last half. Once she boosted to the lead, she really just backed it down and sprinted home that last half. Rockabella Stars is going really well at the minute. She's just ticking over. She kept chasing hard for second. Saliqua, I guess the race just didn't pan out to her favour, so willing to at least forgive her on that effort and see where she gets to next. But based on the first up win, she's still going to be going close to winning wherever she goes. And not a lot to report outside that, but Kian Callisto, she's just in the zone at the minute.
And the final event, I talked about favourites rolling well. This is the one that didn't perform up to market expectations due to a few circumstances, but the second pick was too good for them in the end, Aussie Beach Blonde.
Yeah, you never got a look at her, Continental Lady. She made a break early, and that was the end of the penny session for the favourite punters. It was left to Aussie Beach Blonde, and in the end, it was a pretty tough effort. Lily Maystorm led. She was behind Lily Maystorm. She was not under the bat, but she was certainly off the bit of fairway from home. Josh Aiken had a bit of a decision to make at the top of the straight, whether to go inside or outside. He ended up coming to the outside, and it was a good, tough winning effort from Aussie Beach Blonde. She's pretty consistent mare, and she got the job done on the night. Fear Not was a really good effort. Ran home late, got that peg line run when Aussie Beach Blonde went to the outside. I thought the effort of Golden Spurs was very good for Bill Morgan and Gannon Lane at Big Odds. So that's a horse you can follow going forward. Brooks Rose was close up. So outside of obviously the favourite, which galloped, there were a number of good efforts in the race, not least of which was the winner, Aussie Beach Blonde.
Heading to the boxes for the third at Ballarat. Who do you think are the key horses to take out of the program, Blake?
I think Lemister's desperate to win a Metropolitan Maiden at some point in the near future. He's definitely a horse that I want to follow. Obviously, Pinstripes, even though he was beaten by Jelby Roadrunner, I think he'll be winning shortly. And also Brandon's price for a bit of value somewhere. He's probably a trotter that I think will win shortly.
Well, the best of luck with it, and we'll hear you tomorrow on Gate Speed. Look forward to our weekly trot show. Thanks for your time, Black.
No worries. Thank you.